USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ian is growing stronger in the Caribbean Sea and is expecting to rapidly intensify into a major hurricane as it approaches Cuba and the Florida coast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency and has urged residents to take precautions. Cities are taking steps to prepare for the heavy rain and strong winds. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry provides an update Monday.
Make sure you have your supply kit together, that you know your flood and evacuation zones. Also, with the threat of tornadoes, now is the time to review your safety plan with your family.
A man seen on video punching a flight attendant in the back of the head is being ordered held in custody pending federal charges. He's accused of attacking the worker on a flight from Mexico to Los Angeles. The 33-year-old is scheduled to be arraigned in L.A. federal court on October 13th. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.